The third question in this series of FAQ boos goes as follows. If the future is online, what does this ultimately mean for newspapers? Complete distinction? Do you think losing newspapers will be healthy to society? Can the internet and the digital age carry on the legacy that newspapers have created? Well, my personal belief is that newspapers will continue to exist regardless of the existence of online news, just as they have successfully competed with television news and radio news. But you also have to acknowledge that when radio and television were introduced, newspapers changed what they did. So they focused less on, if you like, up-to-date news, and they started to expand into analysis and more feature-based material. Now, I think we're seeing a similar adaptation with the spread of online news. We're seeing newspapers focus more on analysis and do more of the real-time reporting on their websites. We're also seeing different types of story forms. We're seeing live blogging. We're seeing newspapers become 24-hour news operations, which they weren't before. So I think newspapers will change in terms of what they do in print. I wouldn't be surprised to see newspapers becoming more luxury items, more similar to magazines, published less frequently, more in depth, perhaps higher production values, and also working as multi-platform operations, which they already do, and referring people to the website and referring people to the print version and carrying users across the two. So that's what I think it will ultimately mean for newspapers. I don't think we will lose newspapers, but if we did lose them, the idea of whether it's healthy to society or not, I think, depends on what is in those newspapers. You know, there seems to be a tendency to kind of assume that the platform itself somehow dictates the content, and you know, newspapers are just a platform. They can contain crosswords. Do I think the loss of crosswords will be healthy to society? I don't know. But you know, newspapers can contain the worst possible journalism and the best possible journalism, and it depends which of those newspapers contain in terms of whether it will be healthy to society. In terms of whether the internet and the digital age can carry on the legacy that newspapers have created, again, I think they are, well, it's already been demonstrated by numerous online-only news operations that it is possible to do genuine public interest journalism, high-quality journalism that is only online. The issues are obviously access, in terms of whether everyone has access to that news, and I think that's important. I think there's an issue in terms of the business model and how much opportunity that gives to journalists to do the kind of in-depth public interest work that we would hope to see in the news industry. But I also think that there are positive sides to that. You know, there are all kinds of problems with the current business models that newspapers rely on, and the limits that that puts on the sort of news that can be reported or that is reported. And the different business models of online publishing, quite often an increased reliance on users for revenue rather than on advertisers, that creates different commercial pressures. Even in advertising, advertisers are looking for evidence of engagement, and that creates a different pressure in terms of content. It means that instead of producing content that is there to fill the gaps between adverts, you have to produce content which you can demonstrate users have engaged with. So you have to demonstrate that people are spending time talking about this, that they are sharing it with their friends and things like that. So and again, the evidence is that, for example, investigative journalism does tend to create a lot of engagement and a lot of sharing. Also, you know, and purely entertaining journalism does as well. But the kind of journalism that we've seen in a lot of newspapers that is there just to fill the gaps between adverts, that doesn't produce a lot of engagement at all. So it would be interesting to see whether that is also affected by new commercial dynamics. But this is all up in the air at the moment. And the short answer to the question of whether the internet can carry on the legacy that newspapers have created is yes.